Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's keep the economy moving. How's that for a way to start this hour of the new year?
Resolution.
Yeah, that's a new year. Right. It's a good resolution, right? January 2nd is upon us, and those lazy so-and-sos that didn't get enough of the whatever celebratory mood you were in on Saturday night, you go out and schnapp it up, and then Sunday, oh, I got a headache because I drank too much last night. Oh, we celebrated too much. Oh. So I have another day to do it, according to the Federal Register, and the reason that we have today off is because the labor unions, and you can say, wow, this is great. It isn't great. It's not. You should be working today. This is a day. We've had two. How many vacation days do you want? Like, most people didn't work on Friday. I guess I'm sounding like an old, right?
Well, a lot of people don't work between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. Well, it's the second most vacationed week of the year after 4th of July.
It's a nice amount of time to reacclimate if you went on vacation or did kind of shut down and get the ball rolling. I always prefer a Friday holiday or a Friday day off than a Monday day off because when I don't have my Monday, the whole week feels off to me.
And
I
feel
like I personally, and it's to each their own, but for me, I need that Monday.
To each their own. Well, if you're putting on a new garment today that you got for Christmas, maybe you have a T-shirt or you've got a new sweatshirt or you have a new button-down shirt and it doesn't feel quite the same, maybe try a little Calitrin or whatever it is to get yourself back into shape. Go to the weight room. Planet Fitness and those ads. Do you believe how many ads they are running on radio and television?
Oh,
every
totally
time, that's really amazing. They're the big advertisers this week. $10 a month, $1. How can they make any money with that? I don't understand how that works.
Well, because so many people are doing it, and then they lock you into the year contract where so many people come.
It says no contracts in the ad.
Maybe February.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not them, but a lot of other.
A lot of the other outfits, yeah. I was L.A. Fitness's deal. I had a one-time membership in L.A. Fitness. They are the worst. Went in there, signed up, had a specific deal. So when this was the year before COVID, when COVID came, they were still charging. So I and they were closed. So I sent a note, okay, well, we won't charge her anymore. All right, well, I still have that email because as soon as COVID was over, they started charging me again. And it was like $200 a year plus whatever monthly fees they had. And I just said no, so I called the guy up. And I went into, somehow or other, I got to somebody that knew who I was. I don't know how they just knew who I was. Okay, well, we'll fix it. And so for 1 month, there were no charges, and they started charging again. And it was like an act of Congress. That's how they do this. It's kind of like when you buy things online. This is another thing I made reference to Calitrin. One of the things I like about them is that they don't have recurring charges. I bought some CBD gummies online, and I bought them for a one-time. You know, I want to try them, so send me one time. Oh, no. So now every month since then, and you can't, when you look at the envelope the stuff comes in, there's just some nebulous address. And when you look at the charge on your credit card, it's some nebulous number that you can't, unless you really are thinking about it. You call it, you sit online, and then you wait for 20 minutes, and nobody comes on. Well, you can leave a message. So you leave a message, oh, and I tell them to cancel it, and then they say, when they charge the next month and you get back to them, oh, we didn't get the message. It's a scam. One of the biggest scams, all those outfits that tell you that you will, you know, you can just notify them when you want to stop the charges. No, never were. I'm sure there are 100,000 people nodding their heads right now. So resolve.
Some brand or some company or even some utility bill that's still attacking you.
Yeah, right. So if you're making New Year's resolutions, resolve not to buy things that way. Even if you hear the ad here. Don't do it. You know what? Mercury's gone retrograde, too.
Wait, already?
Yep.
Oh, good grief. We just came out of one.
Through January 18th. Well, 3 a year using it. The last one was 3 weeks. And I think the last one was in September. Wasn't there August, September, somewhere in there? Yep. So Mercury's in retrograde for the next couple of weeks. And it's a good time. Well, there's every retrograde is different in how it affects you and how it will work through your whatever relationships you have. Saturn is important. Don't we have who do we have on later today? Maria or Mary?
Mary.
O'Malley. Mary. Okay.
Yeah, Mary.
So
Mary. Mm-hmm.
We'll dig around with
Mercury
her.
Retrograde. The one big takeaway I've always heard is just don't buy anything
electronic,
technological. Yep.
Right.
Don't
yeah, exactly.
Technology based.
Yeah, don't do any of that stuff. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, boys and girls? What do you have? Do you resolve to be better to the people that are around you? You thinking about that? How do you make your way through the year? Let's see. Some of the most popular, the top 10. This would be something good for the countdown this weekend, too. Most popular New Year's resolutions. Da-da-da-da-da. By the way, James, you ever find the big voiced announcer? The big voiced
Not find that, no.
All right, so you're going to send a note to Phil so he can send it to you?
I got you, yeah.
All right, thank you. Number 10, start a new hobby. Okay, what can you start? You have hobbies, right? What are your hobbies, Jay? By the way, I'm
right
Jack
now?
Steffen. This is Jay Kirshner. This is Good Day.
Yeah, right now, I can't think of any hobbies that come to mind. My big hobby was always acting. I loved that, but I just, I don't have time for a hobby at the moment.
All right, well, maybe you'll find the time.
I like what I do, and I like the life I lead.
Kind of hobby.
So I kind
right.
don't feel
don't need a hobby.
Like I'm missing anything without a hobby at the moment.
Good. I think that's true. I don't know I don't know what my hobbies are. My hobbies, if I were to think about it, one of the things I look forward to, if you will laugh with it, getting on an airplane and going somewhere. That's what I like.
Yeah, travel's a good hobby.
Yeah, it is. All right, number 9, stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. These are the top 10 most popular New Year's resolutions. Which ones fit for you? In other words, which ones will you stick with if you decide you're going to do it? Stop smoking is number 8. These are all old as the hills. 7, exercise more. 6, travel. Move. 5, improve relationships. That should be number 1. Number 4, reaching your financial goals. That's number 2, it should be. Number 3, advancing in a career. Change your job if you don't like the job you have. That's not bad. That's good. That should be number 3. Number 2, improve yourself as far as your happiness level is concerned. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Number 1 is living a healthier lifestyle. Well, that kind of is coupled
that encompasses
with
a lot of
stop drinking, stop smoking, exercise more, that sort of thing. Yep.
Improve yourself, your happiness levels.
Yeah. So you're going to do that? Here we are in a new year. That's the hardest thing to grasp for most people when you're writing checks or whatever it is that you do. I still write checks. A lot of you pay your bills online, and that's why you get hacked. But okay, just keep doing it because it's easier. It's more convenient. Yeah.
Here, most hacks happen at the gas station. Or
yeah.
Those criminals have these tools where they can just walk by you in a public place.
Yeah, they can get your...
So
that's why I have one of those guard things in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't... Yeah, right.
And there's some wallets, what is it, Shield or something has one, and it just makes things impenetrable.
Isn't that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Isn't that some TV show or...
Yeah, that's a Marvel.
Yeah, the Marvel Comics.
Cinematic Universe, yeah. TV
yeah,
show.
There you go. All right. The actor who played the boss. You see him everywhere. I can't remember his name, but he's everywhere. So what have you done? You've survived through New Year's. We have a successful yet stressful news cycle. One of the things that happened, I think, over the course of the last few days of the last part of 2022 were the Idaho murders. And now the police in Pennsylvania have arrested a 28-year-old PhD grad student. The Pocono Mountains was where they found us down where Chuck Curry is. The murders took place right after Thanksgiving. Remember that? Those 4 Idaho students. Brian Kohlberger is his name. A graduate student at Washington State University, which is 10 miles away from the University of Idaho. Law enforcement sources say they identified him as a suspect at least in part, by using DNA technology. Wow, that's really something that has helped a lot over the years, hasn't it, right? They track them down.
Oh, it's done so many things. Well, and I remember we were hearing at one point police were saying they did not believe the victims were the target. They thought the house was the target. And the other two roommates who were not killed, they slept through everything and their doors were locked. They were on the first floor. But then we were hearing things that two of the roommates who were killed were seen at this bar or club on the surveillance video. And that's where this person was. So it's kind of wondering, were they actually the target? Were they targeted? Because this guy, Brian Koberger, the suspect, people are coming out saying that they've had strange interactions with him. He was known at that bar to make people feel uncomfortable whenever his ID was scanned upon entry.
He looks like a creep.
Yeah, there was always notes in the database, or not in their database, but in their computer of, like, he's known to make people feel uncomfortable, and the manager or owner of that place had also had to have conversations with him, like, hey, welcome back, Brian, I'm glad you're here, we're not going to have an issue today, right? Like, he was apparently known for people who interacted with him for being pretty creepy.
Well, what are we doing here? Are we convicting him before he goes to trial? Nah, but it looks like sometimes these things happen, and it's handy or convenient, everything points to them, but using the use of DNA and him being there, that doesn't mean he's guilty. They're going to have to find some other things, but they must have already found some other things.
Guilty, for sure.
Right, yeah. And being a weird guy doesn't convict you, at least on the outset, although a lot of times people do use that.
Look at serial killers who didn't send off anybody's, like, this person's a creep kind of signal. Ted Bundy, like, people thought that he was this charmer. So,
Lovely.
Because somebody gives you the heebie-jeebies doesn't mean that they're okay. No. Just because somebody makes you feel comfortable doesn't mean they're okay.
Progressive Insurance sponsoring us for the new year again. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE or check out progressive.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
About 23 after the hour, Monday, the 2nd of January, 2023. Your life involves waking up in the morning to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here, as is the usual case, here to fight truth decay in every way we can. Social media abounding with a lot of passings of people this weekend, including among them the Pope, or one of the Popes, the Pope before this Pope, so the pre-Pope. How's that? The Pope Emeritus, Benedict, he's the 16th, right? I'm looking at the Roman numerals. This is the one good reason for learning how Roman numerals work, right? Mm-hmm. XVI. X is 10, V is 5, 1. Right, that's it. Anyway, he was in the... we've got sort of a lot of information about the Pope. I don't have much use for this Pope, and I'll tell you why after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
The former Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has died. Born Joseph Aloysius Ratzinger in 1927, Benedict was ordained as a priest in 1951 in his native Bavaria, establishing himself as a quiet and highly regarded theologian. In 1977, he was named Archbishop of Munich and Freising. The same year, he also became a cardinal. In 1981, Pope John Paul II summoned him to Rome to become the head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. One of the the Vatican's most important positions. Cardinal Ratzinger led this office, responsible for defending church orthodoxy for nearly 25 years, before being chosen as the successor to his friend Pope John Paul II in 2005. Pope Benedict XVI served as the 265th head of the Catholic Church for 8 years before shocking the world with his resignation in 2013, becoming the first pontiff since 1415 to do so. We remember Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI.
Well, I'm not, you know, there's something about making a man godlike and all of the stuff that they tell you in the Catholic Church and the catechisms, and I don't mean to offend Catholics. If this guy made your life better, then that's wonderful. But he was up to his ears in the pedophile scandal, not only in his home country, but when he was at the Vatican, and that's the reason he resigned. So, you know, it kind of reminds me of the current Pope. I think I have liked a lot. I'm not Catholic, and so I don't know. It's just another figure or figurehead, if you will. But the fact that Cardinal Law came under Pope Benedict. He was rescued, if you will, from being arrested in Boston, and all the rest of these cardinals and everybody else that was up to their ears in hiding these priests that were, it's just, I don't know.
Well, it seems like it had been going on.
I do know.
Centuries before.
Yeah, it has been going
on. They were
on,
the
right.
ones in office when it came out.
Yeah, anyway. So he was 95 and, that was the end of that. I'm really harsh about it, but I have no use for these guys and what they've done. So let's move on. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As China is blowing up with record number COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Robert Charles, former naval intel officer on Fox, agrees.
It's not practical to simply say, look, show us a test, because even if the test shows negative, we know that maybe a quarter of the tests that show up negative are actually positive.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office. Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game together in Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Happy New Year. It's the 2nd of January on the air live. Doug Steffens Good Day program with the Dougster and Jay Kirshner here as it ought to be on Motivation and Inspiration Day. I try to do as much of that every day as possible, and maybe what I said about the Pope passing or the Pope himself wasn't particularly motivating. It was motivational in a negative sense, but it is. I feel very strongly about that stuff, and so you respect my point of view. I respect your point of view, and you kind of move on. It's the same sort of thing, actually. If I can stay in that vein for a minute, Barbara Walters passed away over the weekend. There was an interesting special on ABC last night. I don't know if you got to see it or not. It was put together. Obviously, they've been putting it together for a while because you don't put a two-hour special together in 2 days. A lot of the people that commented were folks that she worked with, and of course, because most of her career was spent on ABC, they take credit for her. She was 93 when she passed away. I think maybe it's sort of the same thing with the Pope. Don't speak ill of the dead. Barbara Walters was loved by a lot of people who didn't know her. And that happens a lot. People who worked with, you know, they had all of the praise and glory and that sort of thing last night. And that's, you know, she accomplished a lot of things for women as broadcasters.
Yeah, trailblazer. For
sure.
For women in broadcast, for women, period,
yeah.
For journalism, period.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, the only encounter I ever had with her was when, I didn't ever interview her, I never really had a chance to talk to her much. She was in line, this is probably very picky, but it's how I remember Barbara Walters. Other than the laughing, you know, the Barbara Wawa stuff that was done by Rosanna Dana on SNL. There were some great skits about her and lots of, because she was, I mean, listen, she was probably more well known than any other woman that was on television in her era. And she moved ahead. She had, as some said, a big life. Anyway, I was at, with a lady I was dating at the time in California, I was at an award ceremony, and I was in line, and the men's room and the women's room was next to each other, and the lady I was with was in the line in front of the ladies' room, and it was in the intermission or something. Barbara Walters comes out and cuts in line in front of the lady that I was with, and she kind of pushed her way into the line. And so I looked over at the lady's name was Deborah, and she didn't say anything. She said, hello, hi, Barbara. And Barbara says, I got to get into the ladies' room. I got to get back out onto the floor. And she didn't ask. She didn't. It was just this, I'm Barbara Walters, get out of my way, that sort of thing. And it was something I've talked to other people over the years, and that was kind of where she was later in her career. But anyway, when I was watching that special, I was thinking about what she said about living alone. She said, I like being, or I am alone, but I'm not lonely. She'd been married three times, she had a daughter mm-hmm. and stuff, but she lived for her career. She lived the life of a person who was a career news person. She was on the Today Show. I thought it was interesting how I remember how uncomfortable she was when she was the first female co-host of an anchor of a news show. She was with Harry Reasoner, and he didn't like her, and she didn't like him.
Yes.
And it was so obvious on the air. Oh, yeah, right. Hugh Downs loved her, and Hugh Downs really was the reason that she got pulled up, sort of. He wanted her to be with him. And anyway, but she did a lot of really very important interviews with people, big newsmakers of the day. One of the ones of note was with Monica Lewinsky after all of that. She had... I thought it was kind of cute, actually. They highlighted the interview that she did with Clint Eastwood and how he flirted with her and how they gave the outtakes. They played some of the outtakes and laughing at the two of them, you know, sort of, they were flirting with each other. And that was kind of fun. I'm sure, you know, she's like anybody else. You can find something good or bad to say about anybody. The good thing about her is that she decided that she was going to do what she did, and she did it. And I think that's as much of a legacy as anything else. So she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She has all kinds of Lifetime Achievement Awards as far as women are concerned, again, in the news business. Here's sort of this is the review, quickly, of Barbara Walters' life.
Famed American broadcast journalist Barbara Walters has died. Known for her ability to interview the biggest newsmakers in the world, she began her career as a writer on the Today Show in the early 60s. She graduated to co-host of the Today Show in 1974.
The interviews that stay with me are the human interest interviews. These are the interviews where I think maybe I made a difference.
Walters continued to be a pioneer for women in broadcasting by becoming the first female co-anchor of a network evening news program alongside Harry Reasoner on the ABC Evening News. She interviewed every sitting U.S. president and first lady from Richard Nixon to Barack Obama. Walters created, produced, and co-hosted the ABC daytime talk show The View, on which she appeared from 1997 until her retirement in 2014.
More than being remembered, I hope that by younger women, I can help them aspire.
Remembering a true media pioneer, Barbara Walters.
Hey, I think you can say that about her. She was a true media pioneer. So the other turning around the sort of the moldy oldies power I'm in right now, thinking about these people, the two that we talked about, I don't have much good to say about them. That's just me. Not me. That's not my attitude toward people who die. It just is me with my experience with those people and what I thought. I had no use for the Pope, and so that was clear. But I think Barbara Walters did a lot of good for a lot of reasons. You could kind of tell what her politics were. And I think that was the view, although it's been around for a long time, it was the beginning of people, not just women, but the expressions on television. Radio started with Limbaugh, but on television, I'm talking about radio and opinion radio. Political opinion radio started with Limbaugh. The political opinions of women were started by The View. And
look at how many shows have been modeled after.
Yeah, after. There's like a half a dozen of them all over the place today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was a motivator. She was an inspiring lady in terms of the media. And today is Motivation and Inspiration Day, something that annually is celebrated on this day, the 2nd of January. It's a day to sober up, in a manner of speaking, get to work on the resolutions. Are you motivated to do that? Usually at the start of every year, we all swear we're going to do what, you know, they went through that list of New Year's resolutions a few minutes ago. If you want to hear them, you can go to gooddayshow.com and hear that list again, because we play the program back all day, every day, in its entirety, so you can hear it at any time of the day. Let's see, as far as Motivation and Inspiration Day is concerned, came into existence through the efforts of a motivational speaker named Kevin McCrudden, known as Mr. Motivation and America's Chief Motivation Officer. He used his company, Motivate America, Inc., to push for the establishment of a National Motivation and Inspiration Day. If you go back to September 11th, we became the victim of Al-Qaeda, and that was something that really brought us down. And McCrudden advocated the creation of a special day for motivation and inspiration after seeing the effect of the attacks on our morale. I think that was something that we needed at the times. Good thing he kind of led the charge, honoring those who were lost, appreciating your life, acknowledging the importance of motivation and inspiration. That's one of the reasons I have Uri Geller on here all the time. Maybe when he joins us this week, we'll talk about this a little bit more. But today is a good day for you to think about maybe that one word. What's the one word that you use to motivate you? What new beginnings? They're in order today, certainly. We feel some level of excitement, new chances, new beginnings. So is there one word? I find at the beginning of the year, there's a book called My One Word, which if we're changing our lives and we're serious about it, what is the one word that you would use, Jay, to start off the year?
Oh, that's a big one. I'd have to think about it.
My word is consistent. Consistent is a good word, I think, for this year. Let's be consistent. All right? You want to? You know, you can take it and use it any way you want to. But
the word that pops in my head is calm. But
it's calm.
I feel like there's so many good words.
Yeah, that's a good word
for this.
Yep. Right. Well, we get confronted by things from the dead zone. Looking at that, what happened on New Year's Eve. The business with the machete attacker and how these crazy people come. And this was an unprovoked attack with just people there. And this guy went waving around, obviously out of his mind. Nobody died in the attack, but it certainly left its imprint. And then, you know, you have the news media, especially CNN, was all like playing it and playing it and playing it. Which, you know, at this point, why? I'm only bringing it up because there are a lot of things that I would put into the dead zone, some of them good, some of them not so good. The story of three children surviving alone in a car for a couple of days after their parents died in a crash 5-year-old girl, her two younger brothers, who were 1 and 2, were found in this remote area by a family member. The parents, Cindy Braddock and Jake Day, found dead inside the car, rolled off the highway. According to the reports, a relative of the victim said the young children were stuck in the car for 55 hours, temperatures 30 degrees.
Oh, Celsius.
This no, so 86 degrees, right, yeah, right.
The mid-upper 80s. So they
Imagine that, huh?
Cooking in this car, and the fact that they survived is a miracle. And this 5-year-old, what a hero, but oh, the trauma, because that a 5-year-old is old enough to know what's going on and to remember this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be on this person's mind all through her life. All right, so the defending champion, top-ranked University of Georgia, facing Texas Christian University for the college football national championship. I guess that's a week from today. How many people spend a lot of time over the weekend watching football? Is that something that you don't?
Yeah, I think that almost everybody who, anyone who's into college football, and then of course everybody who has that the state football team, the state college.
Mm-hmm.
That whether you went there or not, you're a fan.
Yeah, right. Well, it's it seems that New Year's Day more than anything else has is loaded up with all kinds of football games. If that's what you want to watch. Christmas Day, too, I guess. Well, Christmas is professional, and the first is sort of, isn't it? The first is kind of all college settling, and then
normally,
there's the playoffs and the football.
Yeah, normally, but because this year January 1st fell on a Sunday, which the NFL already has the rights to, a lot of things got pushed to today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's another thing. Oh, let's not go to work today. Let's stay home and watch football. New Year's Day earthquake. Big deal in Northern California. This is the second one in 2 weeks rattling that area. My children were up there actually just before the earthquake. They came home the day before the earthquake. There's something to behold. Be thankful for all the goodness that happens for your family as you start the new year, will you please? 48 past the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Farm food and family time as we get into the new year, 2nd of January, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, having culled through a lot of the farm food and family stories for our first recall of the new year, Caesar's Pasta of New Jersey recalling thousands of pounds of frozen manicotti because of potential listeria. Probably recall with the result of a routine sampling. A lot of these are the frozen manicotti sold to various food service distributors in Pennsylvania, in New York, and Puerto Rico, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen manicotti packaged in 10-pound bulk boxes under the name Ora Fresco and Caesar's Pasta. They got to be related to Caesar's Pizza, right? That was Caesar's. Isn't there a pizza?
Oh, that's Little Caesar.
Little Caesar. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So no illnesses have been reported yet. Product is categorized as not ready to eat. The instructions state the product has to be cooked to 160 degrees to kill the bacteria. And if you do that, you're probably okay. But better to not fiddle with it, to better, you know, just bring it again. It sounds like a broken record with all these things.
And Listeria is one of the more gnarly ones, right?
Listeria, E. coli. Listeria is the more serious of those three. Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, in that order, are the one. Listeria is gnarly. You're right. That's a good word for it because it gets into your system, causes you to throw up, persistent nausea, fever, muscle aches, headache, stiffness. And so this is something that it does mimic other illnesses like the flu, but it's much worse. So you don't want to get it. You don't want to take a chance. Bring it back. So McDonald's has something to crow about. One of the restaurants in the Buffalo area, northeast New York, northeast of Buffalo, after the storm, they opened their restaurant as a storm shelter. I thought that was kind of cool. The employees were forced to stay there anyway. They didn't go home. So this big storm that blanketed this area, a lot of stranded motorists. So they hosted 50 people in there during the storm. It's just coming to light now. There were 40. I love this. These people are trying to measure the snow. 40 inches of snow outside the McDonald's. All right. And so the people there accepted the fact they weren't going to go home.
Well, yeah.
So might as well open.
Even dug them out, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good for them. That was kind of a cool thing to do. One of the things that's affecting farms and farmers and people who live in areas where there are farms are all of the coyote problems. I'm talking about this because I'm having them on my farm, and a lot of people say, well, there's a natural way of getting rid of them. The community of Nahant, Massachusetts, which is about 40 miles from me, a story today in the Boston papers about the town passing an ordinance to shoot on sight all coyotes because the coyotes have been approaching children playing, even at their homes in the parks there. And it's unnerving when you see these things. We've had them on, as I said, the farm. I've got a lot of young calves, and they certainly are known to attack them, and they're getting bolder and bolder and bolder. So there are 3,000 people who live in this town, and apparently they've had problems galore with the coyotes. They're just coming from every which way. And there were a couple of, three fatal attacks on dogs there in recent weeks. And it's kind of an isolated, it's like it's almost an island without being an island. So they get on there, and this is the time of year they mate. During the winter they have their pups. And so I know this sounds harsh to some people, but really you got to get rid of them. And if you find a way to get rid of them without having to shoot them, let me know, because I'd like to know how you would do that and actually get some results. Story about crumble cookies in the food department. This is a famous cookie chain made famous by TikTok. They get into a little trouble. The feds investigation found that a dozen of the company's franchise locations violated child labor laws. Wow. 11 of the violations were in California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington. Violations range from allowing minor-age employees to work longer and later than the law to having them perform tasks that they aren't old enough to do. So they fined them $57,000. It's interesting when you look at these things as to how they happen, and maybe if you're a crumble cookie lover, you should know that. All right? A word to the wise. 59 after on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.